שוז. חל מיתנה שמחה, ברוך השם, it's nice to come to such a wonderful mokum terah for a simcha. The only simcha surround this week's sedra from beginning to end, both in the positive and the negative, but derech haktoma. V'samachta b'chol ha'tov ha'shenos necha Hashem alikecho. The chiv of simcha with bikurim is intrinsic to avos bikurim. It's brought to the time of simcha only v'samachta b'chol ha'tov. The requirement for simcha here, at the end of the Gemaisris, the Torah says, after lechalti v'ayni mimenu, Achrenim say that lechalti v'ayni, why ma'aser sheni can't be eaten ba'aninus, because it's felt in simcha. Reviarti meni v'tomei v'leinosauti mimenu l'meis, shomati b'koyla Hashem alikai osisi, k'choyla Hashem tzivisoni, says the Mishnah Bikurim, Rashi quotes, k'choyla Hashem tzivisoni, samachti v'simachti b'achirim. Samachti, I rejoiced in all the teva Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me. V'simachti, I brought the joy to others. That's osisi k'chayla asher tzivisoni. According to all that you have taught me, all you have instructed me. And therefore, ashkifa me'ma'in kodshecho. Kedua the Kliokra says, ashkifa me'ma'in kodshecho. Ma'in is the rekia from which simcha comes from. We make the bracha shasimcha b'ma'in ayet simchas. If samachti v'simachti b'yachirim, ashkifa me'ma'in kodshecho min hashamayim. We have the ability to bring down the bracha mima'in kodshecha from the makir hasmocha, it's makir hasmichas itself. Meidach, at the end of the parasha, at the end of the teichecha, the reason of all alecha kol ha'kolos ha'il v'sigucho, all these kolos will come to pass. The pasuk starts off by saying that the reason they will happen is because kilei sishma, you won't listen. V'dafucha v'sigucha, yishomdach kilei shamat v'kel Hashem alekecho, lishmer mitzvoy sevechu keis v'ashe tzibach. Then when you have to, the Torah repeats, tachas ha'ashele omates Hashem alekecho b'simcha v'tuv leivo v'meiroiv koil. Because you didn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'simcha v'tuv leivo, the various different horus in the pasuk, v'simcha v'tuv leivo is. But then we see from here that the chisor and simcha is something which can bring Chas v'sholem the complete opposite of Hashkiv v'mein kodshecha u'vareich, is the complete opposite, the greatest teichecha. And b'emes, in our generation, as we have to understand a little bit the importance of simcha, G'dayle Yisrael said that one of the key ingredients that Klal Yisrael need to work on in our door is finding the simcha, shal mitzvah, the simcha satoira, the simcha sechaim. But to find such a stress in a sedra, to find it as the basis of such klala, we have to understand why it is so major, so basic. So you do how the Gemara says in Shabbos. Gemara says that Bikshu, they were going to be going to Sefer Keheles, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Lamed. The reason was they saw Shehudvar of Soisrim there, so on the surface, the words of Keheles seem to be Soisrim. On the one hand, Shlema Melech says, "V'shibachti in Eretz HaSimcha, I praise Simcha." And afterwards it says, "Amarti l'schayk, amarti mehoilol, l'simcha mazu eisa." I said about schayk, about merriment, it's wild. Or l'simcha, and about simcha mazu eisa, what does it add? So the words were soiser each other, it was an open contradiction. As the Gemara, until they were patient, the shayla, all the steerers, among them this one, v'armru, and they said on this, "Kan besimcha shal mitzvah, kan besimcha she'ino shal mitzvah." Shibachti nes ha'simcha is a simcha shal mitzvah, or a simcha mazu eis is a simcha she'ino shal mitzvah. And it's difficult to understand because if simcha is an outcome, what's a simcha shal mitzvah? It's being besimcha. V'shibachti nes es ha'simcha, being besimcha, being happy, being joyous, l'chayra is the key thing. So what's the difference to make the simcha shal mitzvah, what it emanates from? So Maharam Prague explains the Gemara slightly differently to what one would have understood on the surface. The Maral says that simcha, in contrast to what Lahavdil, the Goyish world around us thinks, the greatest joy is the greatest escapism and losing touch with reality. Simcha, says Maral, is a tetzah of shlemus. The more sholem a person is, the more perfection there is, the more inside there is a feeling of achievement, the more progress there is, the more neshama is mishtalem. The more a person achieves a tachlis in this world, automatically there's the feeling of achievement, there's a feeling of simcha, that brings to simcha. Agedav limotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik brocha ela ha-sholem, which is sholem. If peace is the container of brocha, shalemus, which is somebody becoming piece by piece, more at sholem, more whole, more complete, shalemus brings to simcha, shalemus brings to a feeling of achievement, that is true simcha. Says the Maharal, a simcha shel mitzvah is a simcha pnimi. That is simcha because it's a teitzah. It's a result of achievement. That is simcha. But a simcha she'ena shel mitzvah isn't simcha. It's wildness. Mahoilol. Ma'azu oisa. It's escaping a reality. It's not living. It's not in touch with reality. It's not taking it with, taking experience with. That's why it says in Maharal we find such a stress, particularly in the greatest single step a person, individual takes in self-completion, in self-betterment. When two halves become a whole, the time of chasana, the greatest stress of simcha, kala shori b'leisha, shori b'leis simcha, because he's not sholem, and so shleimus, which a person achieves in that great leap. And the time of chasana brings the greatest simcha, the greatest self-perfection. That's why the whole theme of mitzvahs is completely connected to simcha. Says the Maharal, that's why specifically on Sukkot, after the Shalemus, which one achieves, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, is man simcha seinu, specifically simcha. That's why, kiyodua, the words of the Rambam, end of Hilchus Lulav, simcha, sheyisma ha'odom, batziah ha'mitzvus, batzivi ha'beresh, etzivom, aveido gedoi lohi. The simcha a person exudes at the time of the simcha of a mitzvah, performance of a mitzvah, aveido gedoi lohi. And he continues on the famous words of the Rambam to learn from David HaMelech, was mecharke becholoi, as he sang before Torah, kol ha-meikel gufo, anybody who is light-limbed and focuses on simchas ha-Torah, he is the mechuba, that is the greatest covered. There's no greater element of achievement in the world, says the Rambam, than to show covered ha-Torah. The simcha which a person shows of covered ha-Torah is the greatest connection a person has with Torah learning. I have performed the mitzvahs in accordance with all that you have taught me, all instructed me. What is that? Somachti v'simachti b'achirim. I have rejoiced and I brought simcha to others. If there isn't a simcha, tachas shelo avadat Hashem melekech b'simcha v'tuv leivov miroiv kol. If there isn't simcha, then the avodah is fatally flawed. It shows a person isn't perfecting themselves through each action we do. Torah learned without simcha, mitzvahs performed without the taam, which brings to simcha, is a mitzvah which doesn't complete a person in the same way. If that's the case, inevitably, not only isn't one progressing, one's taking an action and hollowing it out of meaning, one's turning a spiritual action which brings to shleimus and taking away that shleimus and taking it and hollowing out any tachlis and bringing it just to its physical action, its external, superficial action. If that's what Lachas V'Sholem Torah is relegated to, then it has no future in being passed on. Me'idoch, V'samachta B'chol HaToiv, we found a replete in Parshas Rei, coming to Eretz Yisrael, V'samachta Ato Uveisecho, V'samachta B'chagecho Ato, V'ishtecho V'onecho, the mitzvah to be Sameach with children is the mitzvah of giving over the Maseir of Torah as a Maseir of Shelemus and the Maseir of Brocha to Klal Yisrael. As the Novi Yeshaya says, and famously it's the stress of the whole theme at the time of the Churban. V'leoisi karosa Yaakov ki yogata bi Yisrael. If, as the Medrash says, in Psicha Teicho, it comes to self-pleasuring, person has the pleasure and the achievements in life are running around for our own selves and not for tachlis, for that we've got chayach. But kum loy, if a person is running around the whole day v'lo loy and doesn't get worn out, and somebody says v'omalei chavre, kum tzalei, come to daven, or kum arise and learn Torah. V'leisano yochilno, says the Medrash in Eichon, I can't. V'loy oisik or osi yakev ki yogato be Israel. That's not my schir. Torah b'simcha, Avetz Hashem b'simcha is the source of a Torah, and Avetz Hashem which is passed on midori deris. That's the stress of an hachona, of the parshas this week, and that is the source of all bracha. So while it's a time of din, it's a time of yimei hachona for yimei din, but that to learn that we have the ability to realize that in these yimei din, or yimei rachamim, that can bring to the simcha of tshuva, which perhaps is the greatest seller of tshuva, mi'avo, we'll count him to Hashem another time. Just to discuss an inyan, the halacha. Shikum inyan. In the brachos and klolos which Klal Yisrael were required to give as they came into Eretz Yisrael, Eile yamdu l'varecha samal har grizim b'varechem es hayarden, ve'ele yamdu l'akola b'harevo, the requirements, as the Rishonim say already, which had to be immediately coming into Eretz Yisrael, the klolos as warnings were like the mezuzah, shaldaske, that was the mezuzah walking to Eretz Yisrael. On that level we had to remain to keep Eretz Yisrael as ours. Famously, in the last of the klolos, ora shel yokim estimri hatir hazois la'asois oisom v'amar kolom amein. Rashi explains, what was this Ora Shel Yokim curse, is somebody who doesn't establish or support this Torah, as Dibri HaTorah Hazois. Says Rashi, Kan Kol Es Kol HaTorah Kula VeKiblu Aleim V'Olo V'Shua. It's a separate Olo and Shua on each area and each element of Torah. There was an Olo and Shua to keep each and every mitzvah. Ramban famously learns differently to Rashi, Ulefidati Ki HaKabbalah Hazois SheYoydem MiMitzvahs BeLiboy. It doesn't refer only or to a Kabbalah on an action of a mitzvah, says Ramban. Lefidati ki Kabbalah zeis sheyedu mitzvahs belibo, a person should agree, should be maskim, should be meida, and accept every mitzvah belibo as a philosophically, be makabel, makabel oil of every mitzvah, the yubain of MS, and should accept each mitzvah as MS, the yamin shayis oisom yilei sochor v'toivo. That anybody who keeps Torah is going to have schar va'ovar lein yonish. Says Ramban, Baruch HaSheyokim or HaSheloyokim is in the Kabbalah of the oil haTorah of schar va'onish. V'im yichper v'achas mehen oisir bein of batola lo'olam hinehu oror. If somebody denies one or considers even one area of one of the elements of one of the mitzvahs of the Torah as either chas v'sholom not emes or levatola, he's bechal oror. Avrim over achas men, the person's over, says Ramban, Shleos a person shochal chazir vashekels letavos Shleos a sukkim luluf laatzlo einenu becherim hazeil. And differently to Rashi, this is the Kabbalah in the Yesod of Torah, in the principles of Kabbalah of mitzvahs, not in the actions of mitzvahs. Ramban carries on. Ubirushami beseiter isi asheleyokim. The Yerushalmi in Seiter writes, what's asheleyokim? Curse is somebody who's not making Torah. V'chiyesh Torah noifelas. What does it mean to support Torah? As Shimon ben Yochi may mezeh chazan. This is the chazan, the person leading the Torah. We'll see in a moment. As Shimon mechalaf to him as based in Shalmaton. Mar Rabbi Huda v'Ravuna b'shem Shmuel al Adov azeh kori Yeshio v'Omar olai lohokim. Om Reb Asi b'shem Reb Tanchum barchia lomad v'limeid v'shomar v'oso. Says the Ramban that the Shittis in Yerushalmi are telling us what is Baruch HaSheyokim Estivri HaTorah Hazois, so what's Or HaSheyloyokim. It's not enough to learn Torah, to keep mitzvahs and be mekabel every element of every mitzvah. One has to be making Torah to support the perpetuation of Torah. And he continues to say, "Vafilu hoyehu tzadik gomur b'maasov." Even if a person was a tzadik gomur, for yochel lahachzik haTorah biyad harishoyim hamevatli ma'isa, and he had the ability to be mekayim Torah, connected those rishoyim, or perhaps to be mechazik those people who are called rishoyim esher, who mevatli Torah, who do not know better, who know better. Harizu or, because a person hasn't been mekayim Torah. Chabad Chaim is marking this, I don't want to go into this now, but the chiyuv of hachzokas Torah as being a source of orur mitzad echon, if we don't do what is incumbent upon us, kefi yecholta, as Mefarshim explained, Yerushalmi brings chazan, the melech, the novi, each according to their role, the ability to be makim ula shel Torah, to be marbit Torah, to be makim and mechazik meistus haTorah, to support the perpetuation of Torah, and support its meistus, says the Chofetz Chaim. Typically, he says, this was a brocha given me pi shishim ribui, and chas v'sholim a klola given me pi shishim ribui. 600,000 people in unison would answer amen to the klal of a person who doesn't fulfill his obligation in supporting Torah. Or meidach, those people who do get the brach mipi shishim ribui. Ramban carries on. V'omra derech hagodah ze'achazen she'ene mekim seif ha'Torah la'amidah ki'tiknan shela yiplu b'linira. I understand this to mean al'achazen she'ene mekim seif ha'Torah la'atzib. What does it mean, the chazen? Chazen the loshen of chayze, the Tosfos says, meaning of brachas. One who shows you, the one who sees and shows others where the place is, either the Balkure, the Baltfila, the Shliach Tzibur. This is a chazan who's not making, doesn't lift the Sefer Torah at Tzibur, Laharis Pnei Ksivos Elakol. to show the writing, the pnei kesivosoi, the face of the writing of the Torah, lakol to all. K'meishu mefurish meseches seifrim, as meseches seifrim says clearly, shemagbiyin oisoi, that the Sefer Torah is to be lifted, umare pnei kesivosoi la'am. One is required to show the writing of the Sefer Torah to the people, ha'indim liyaminoi, ulismoiloi. Those who stand on a person's right, the chazan's right, and the person's left, and then put it before, in front of him and behind him. It's a mitzvah on men and women to see hakosuv, that which is written, and to bow, and to say the psukim of v'zoi sater v'chein ha'agin, and that is aminah. Says the Ramban that the Yerushalmi, when he brings the chazan who's making Torah and Oruch HaShalom in the reverse, and the Yerushalmi applies it to the chazan HaKnesses, from here we see the requirement to do Hagba, the chiyuv of Hagba in the base HaKnesses, base HaMedrash, wherever it may be, the chiyuv of Hagba Shmagbin Oisei to be Marep Nei Ksivos Elohim. You have to show the ksivo, the people are starting to the right and to the left, and then front and back. A mitzvah on men and women to see what is written, v'lichroya, and to bow, and to say v'zoi sater she'asom Moshe. Back just to discuss a few orders, therefore, in Dinei Hagba. Like the Zachnob, if you see, if there's an oror in the Torah, and Baruch Hashem, a Baruch, for those who are making a sater, it's very important, in and often neglected. The halachas, or the protei dinim, of the mitzvah of Hagba. Koyin Kol, the Shulchan Aruch, it says, based on this Yerushalmi and Masechta Sefer, which the Ramban quotes, Mare pnei ksiva sefer Torah la'om ha'im din l'imino l'smoilu ma'chzir l'fonu v'la'achrov she'mitzvah al kol ha'noshim v'noshim nira yisakzav v'lichroya v'leima v'zo yisatoira, and he adds a posuk as well, Torah Hashem Tamima. The Mechaber is therefore quoting the Masechta Sefer verbatim, and the first shayla is, why do we do it, or perhaps more importantly, when do we do it? Why we do it? Is this achonah for Kriyas HaTorah? Is it something only in advance of Kriyas HaTorah? Is it post Kriyas HaTorah? So immediately, Mechava bring this halacha, brings it together with Hilchas Tachnun. Shabur points this out. Mechava brings this before Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, because the Mechava goes with the minhag, which is existence still today, and all kilos of Svaradi, those amongst Ashkenazim who also have this custom in Eretz Yisrael, to do Hagba before Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramah adds straight away, V'nogu la'asis kein achashe koru ba'Torah. It's immediately the outset. If the Hagba is after Kriyas HaTorah, it can't be Achonah for Kriyas HaTorah. So the Chayra, if you're going to have Hagba afterwards, you can't say you have to see the beginning of the place you already laned, because the Sefer Torah, in all likelihood, isn't at the beginning of the place you laned, it's the end of a parasha. You have to wind it back. Okay, most parashas is not a tichat tzibura to if you had to wind it back. We don't find any halacha you have to wind it to the beginning. See, if the Hagba is at the end, there's no chiyuv to see the beginning of the Kriyas HaTorah. Is there a chiyuv to see the end of the Kriyas HaTorah punkt? Is it mala umer? Does it add anything to the Kriyas HaTorah to know exactly the words of Maftir? No. So in which case, is there b'chal a chiyuv to have the Hagba on the place of Kriyas HaTorah if the Sefer Torah is too heavy? Comes to Sedra Bereshis, you want to make a Hagba, and you can't, you've got koyach. You need a left-handed person at the beginning of Bereshis. So you roll the Sefer Torah to the middle and do a Hagba in the middle of a Yikro. You yet to argue with it? B'chor, why not? Mara Pnei Kesiva Sefer Torah long.
The people can't read it because they're too far away.
That's another shot, but it's a good point, how close you have to be. But if the objective is, as Achonov and before Kriyas HaTorah, would make sense, but Esher, there's a Sat to say, also, it's Mistab, you have to do it before Kriyas HaTorah, the place you're going to lay. If it's after Zachor, there's no such thing. Huh? So you could do it. Not so partial, you have to have the Mokim of Kriyas HaTorah itself. Not so partial. So Lechor, according to the Halacha alone, especially according to the Menagash, it's not Mavuz, it's a Mukhruch. It's Mistab, there's no, you're not bound to the Mokim of Kriyas at all. We do it, B'Shaz Kriyas HaTorah, therefore it's Mistab, you do it in the place you lay, but it's not Chiyu, it's not integral to Kriyas HaTorah. Like Nariza, Api Kabbalah, it is a Hachonah for Kabbalah HaTorah. For Kriyas HaTorah, I should say. And the Ha'orais, the deeper meaning of the Brochus Ha'orais, which come from Kriyas HaTorah, start with the Hagba. And that's why, according to those who have Hagbu beforehand, they're very makbid to have, and they show the oasis at the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah, that unlocks the broch and the oris of Kriyas HaTorah, which is about to happen, Shteit Nerizal. But Avisa is not so posh, you have to be makbid, according, certainly according to Minhag Ashkenaz, to have it right at the beginning. Kavachan brings both tests about this, whether one has to be medactic to see the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah or not. But one important knetch, which I think is completely neglected, Shalaz, why? The Masechta Seferim says, the Chabad repeats it, "Matzir follow the Achros Shemitzvah Karanoshim VeNoshim Lirei Saksav VeLichroya." You have to bow. VeLichroya. Anybody see anybody bow Ba'agba? Is that the meaning? VeLichroya. Is it mocking to bow Ba'agba? So, there's a big debate in Pesachim about it. Why we do or why we don't? Why the minhag is not to necessarily. And the debate in the Gemara in Kiddushin about being over mikamit tamid chochem, and the Gemara concludes, Hefek, the Gemara Makis. The Gemara Makis says, "Hani bablei top shoy, the kamikami sifre teru, le mikamikami gabi rambam." The Gemara in Kiddushin makes the kavachem the other way around. There's a chiyuv amido b'fnei tamid chochem, b'fnei rabbi, kavachem, if the whole gadlus of the rabbi is teru, it's a kavachem b'fnei teru atzma. If from sefer teru alone, you have to be over. On this, and the Riaz quote in the Shilti Gibberim of Anot says, "Halacha being oimed is a halacha lifnei sefer Torah is dafke to be oimed, to stand. You stand in front of a sefer Torah, but we find no requirement of any hishtach avoyel, any bowing. We don't find such a mocker for pnei or nakkodesh. We don't find any mocker at all that there's any kriya hishtach avoyel zilushin. There's no such requirement. So the poets can bring this efshet tzad." The reason you can be mekel, you don't have to be kerea, because, as we stated, the Gemara is mokir for standing before a sefer Torah is only before a rabbi. We don't find any halacha being kerea, says kerea. The problem is, the statement says, from Shulchan Aruch, sefer lichroya. So what do we dispense? How do we dispense with the vilichroya? It's not posh, one should dispense with it. If an halacha says you have to be kerea, that is a requirement, but it could be based on the point we mentioned beforehand. And developing the whole idea of Hagbah, whether Hagbah is a chonah for Kriyas HaTorah, or Hagbah is an Indian of Kovid HaTorah. If it's beforehand, it's a chonah for Kriyas HaTorah, it's a chelik from the Kriya, not mamish of the midst of Kriya, but it's a chelik from the Kriya. And it could be in the same way as make a brocha over the Kriya, as halacha has its chashivus, barucha, we bend, we're doing things together, it's a chelik of the Kriyas HaTorah, it could be the din of Ishtach Havoy, it could be, like we find by barucha, halacha v'ishtach Havoy. But if it's only a din of Kovod HaTorah, really it's transporting the Torah. We do it afterwards. You don't even have to see the words. It happens to coincide. That's when we take the Sefer Torah. So we show Hagbah, we see the words. It's a din of Kovod HaTorah alone. We don't find for Kovod, learnt out of Kovod Rabbi, anything more than a meter. Could be. So it could be, it's a little bit taller when you do it.
So why then, when you make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, it shouldn't be the Kriya levels?
We don't. There's no din kriya. So it could be that's why the minhag has developed not to be makbid on being kriya. Even the Shulchan Aruch says kriya is because we do the hagba afterwards. You do hagba after shaykh. The Sfadish Shul do beforehand, but they do afterwards. If you do it afterwards, it's in kovadatar. You don't find for kovadatar, you have to be kriya. But shaykh, if it's a chelik from the kriya, it's a chona for the kriya satara, then it could be a blind. The chiyuv is a chiyuv from Kriya, but the idiom at least can be understood like no different to a chiyuv from the Kriya Satorah itself for the hachona like Baruch. Just to add, the Kavach Haim says very interesting. When did the minhag change? In this respect, why is it if the halacha is brought, the Shulchan Aruch, the minhag always was Hagbah beforehand. Why is it the minhag Ashkenaz developed to have the Hagbah afterwards? Not Shikha Chas V'Sholim. Why should the minhag be afterwards? The very interesting reason the Kavach Haim brings down. Brings him from the Mefarash Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Sagdel, I think says this. Very interesting reason. Hagbah, the Chazal say, the Goydel, the Magbiah, of Neid Mishchak Neged Kulon. In the Sefer Torah without a mantle, the Svadi Sefer Torah, Magbiah and Goydel is the same. So Hagbah became a very big feature of Kabbalah, of Kriya Sator. Everybody says it's Sator, he stands, and Noshim, the Tafi became a big amayimut. The problem was, people made the big mandate. They've had Kriya Satorah today because they've seen Hagbah and they said with Zoyi Satorah, then they would walk out. So it became the wrong focus completely. The focus became the Hagbah, and because it became the focus, they neglected Kriya Satorah. So the minhag developed to do it afterwards, poshut as Kvod HaTorah. Very interesting. To be matzel, Kvod HaKriya, they did it afterwards. Many things like that, you know. Say, I mentioned a time to speak in the wider killer, say, Chali, not allowed to eat Chali, you know. Oh, look, Chala is the chala you give to a coin. It's called Chala to remind you the mitzvah of Chala. That's the word Chala comes from. Okay, things change over time. Today, the most important thing is the only chelik people can fight about, the biggest covered chelik of Kriyas HaTorah is maftim, which you can give to a child, no problem. It's the only part you don't need to be a godel for. Maftim, everybody fights over it. So Hagar, which became the same, the hachola for Kriyas HaTorah became the focus, came after. So it could be, just think, it's sad, I didn't see clearly why. But why the neglect of Lichroya was once it's afterwards, it's not hachola for Kriyas HaTorah, Masha'in came the halacha, Bimkoimai. And Bimkoimai was hachola for Kriyas HaTorah, was hachola for Kriyas HaTorah, it could be that's why it's required Lichroya. Okay. That's an interesting connection. I've seen that those who Makpid are so quoted, Mishan the Chazanish, was Makpid to be Kirea by Hagba. But perhaps one of the most interesting aspects of Kriyas HaTorah of Hagba you'll find is the variance of Minhogim. Of how you do Hagbah, what order of directions you go. You do, I saw this morning here, straight round to the right, you go to the left, and then the right, and somehow get caught in between and seem to go, you know, so oscillating between the two magnetic poles. They change from here to Australia, I don't know, like a sinkhole this way or that way. There's a big variety of Minhagim in Hagbah. What is variety based on? What's a halacha? How you do Hagbah? Shuchnov says, Yimara Sebater on. You have to show to the people to your right first, and the people to your left afterwards, and then lefonov ulaachrov. To show people to your right means you have to turn this way. You're holding the ksal facing you, and then smoyle face the other way, which lechayre is a problem. If you show to the people which are yeminoi, then you're turning first to your left. We have a klal called Pinashata Pein Ali Yamin, the Gemara in Yuma, many places in Yuma, two or three places in Yuma, Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Yuma starts off, but we'll come to the moment, the Kohen Gadol going up the all of our Kevesh, if only say we're Kemed Mizrach Israel, we go up, take the right side of the Kevesh, then we Pein Yamin, we learn from there, the Gemara brings a posuk. Dafnun Chesmet based from Divrei Yomim, based on the Yamshos or Shleime, when the dimensions are given first as Sofein, then Marav, and then Dorim, and then Mizrach, we see you go Liamin. So, Kol Pinosh Atopon, you should always take your first step or first turn Liamin to the right. It's a requirement in Aloch. And that comes up in how you take out the Sefer Torah, it comes out in the Minna, the Shulchan Aruch brings in Simit Operation Aruch, Legabi Hashanah, Legabi Ninanuim in Luluf, Kol Pinosh Atopon, it comes to HaChosn, the color goes around the Chosn. Interestingly enough, that sometimes people end up going Derech Smoil, end up facing the back, you don't realize they've gone the wrong way around, or the color facing the backwards, and when she finishes the Edikah, it's an interesting way of doing the Sivuvim, that's a Minhag. But the Aloch is the Kohen Gadol, we learn from the Kohen Gadol, the Avoy, the Kol Pinosh Atopon, this is one of the Alochis, it's another Aloch, the Recham is Mekuv Kav Ches, Legabi, Brichas Kohenim, the Sias Kapayim is halacha called Pinah Shalta Pinah, the Kohenim had to go Derech Yamin as well. So in Emes there's a bit of a conflict in turning to show La'amha, Ayim El Yaminoi, if you're holding the Sefer Torah this way. Zog Mefarshim, it's obvious. The difference is very clear. The Svadi Sefer Torah, they would hold the side of the box of the container of the Teva of the Sefer Torah, and you hold the outside, and they face, they show the Ksivah to the people, Ayim El Yaminoi, so you turn the direction this way, you're facing them. But the way we do it to the Chari is a bit of a contradiction in how we end up with Kol Pinos. So just a few points about this. A little bit of Hagdom and Kol Pinos Shatopoid. The Gemara in Yuma, Dafnun Ches, tells us about the requirement of having Kol Pinos Shatopoid Al Yueli. I mean, the Batnura brings it in Mishnayos, in Yuma. It comes up in Sukkah as well. Very interesting or about Kol Pinos Shatopoid I'd like to share with you. The actual makor of Kol Pinos HaTopoina, the lashon of Rashi Menachos is Meilech Umevi Letzofin V'Dorma Mizrach Umayriv. That's the Gabi Aroma on the Mizbeach, and the Teis Yom Tov says Umi Uzeh Shom Letzofin V'Dorma Vaday the Loi Kesidron. That's certainly not Kefi the correct Seder Omron. To Kol Pinos HaTopoina Liyali Aminke the Pirush Harav Mishnah Eperek Dalat Yuma. The coin faced Mizrach, that's the first point. The answer Hadan is Shumpinia. Vachene Batur Simon Tophration Aleph. Mizrach, Doroim, Tsofoin Marv. East, South, east, south, sorry, facing east, go south, Dorim, Sofa in Ma'ariv. The Gamzeh Koshov, it doesn't seem to have Sofa in Ma'ariv. East, to go from south to north, leaving out Ma'ariv, doesn't seem to make sense as well. The Gamzeh Koshov. Ubashem Ma'ariv, Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef brings in Simitof Reish and Aleph, it's in Kuf Kavches, we'll come to in a moment. Mizrach, facing east, Dorim, Ma'ariv, and Sofa. That's the correct way of doing Kopina Shato Peina. You face east, that's where you're facing. The first one to the right, and then go behind, and then continue a circle this way. Which you call in English, we'd say clockwise. Kopina Shato Peina. Oh, that's Abinig Ashkenaz. Kopina Shato Peina is facing east, and doing a circle clockwise from there. Let's just see the Loshna Posse together. The problem is, it's not exactly the same as a Posse. Mishnah, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Dibra Yomim says, this is the Makor, which the Gemara says in Yuma, if the halacha of Kopina Shatza Poina, Gimel Poinim Tzafoina, first north, what should be next? Mizrach, clockwise would be north, east, south, and west. What should they in Pasuk? Gimel Poinim Tzafoina, Gimel Poinim Yoma, then west, Gimel Poinim Deroima, Negbo, Gimel Poinim Mizracha, the other way around. Huh? That's anti-clockwise. That's anti-clockwise. The other way around. So the whole mockery of the halacha is a pasuk in Dibra Yomim of Kol Pinois. In fact, we learn from there. What's the order? North, west, south, east. That's Kol Pinois. And yet the Kohen Gadol goes up. He actually does that with it. The Kohen Gadol goes up all about Kevesh, and from the Seva, and the Kevin Dromis Mizrochis, Mizrochis Svonis, Svonis Marovis, Marovis Dromis. He's going counterclockwise. And then we learn the halacha of Kopina Shato Peina, the Mechaba says, Vahilchus Nanuim, and Hilchus Nesias Kapayim, Pung Faket, facing east, and you go clockwise, east, south, west, the north, Pung Faket. So the Levush asks the Kasha Tezion to his Marachi, a beautiful Nakuda. He brings a similar stira, a bit of a rye as well, from the Gvulei Seretz Yisrael. The Pashas Masi, the Gvulei Seretz Yisrael, are described as well. The Gvulei Ser first, south, Negev, from Negev, from south he goes to Yam, west, west, north, and then north, east, also clockwise. The complete Hefech, the Seder of directions which the Psukim bring in Parshas Masay, are complete contradiction to the Gemara in Yuma, which learns from the Psukim in Divrei Yomim that you go anti-clockwise. So which way is it? Says the Levush very simply. The Teis Yontif was actually asked, the Levush doesn't say so clearly, the Teis Yontif brings it out here. He says, the difference is, are you turning around something else, or are you yourself turning around? Are you inside the circuit you're doing, or are you turning around something else? Says the Tosis Yom Tov, the Kohen Gadol came to the Mizbeach, all of our Kevesh, the Mishnah is talking about in Yom B'chol Yom, he's got the middle of the, of the side of the Kevesh, they were right out in the middle, he got up the Kevesh. At this point, his first Pneo is Liyamin, to the right. That's his first step. That's going from, he's going upwards towards north, turns off east. But he gets to end the Mizbech. He's going around the Mizbech. He can't go right and fall off. He has to continue going around anti-clockwise. At each point, if you face inwards, you're leading with your right. If you're going around another point, then you start going to your right and you stay facing that point. You're always going counterclockwise. You take a Sefer Torah out from the Orna Kodesh, you first go to your right, and do a silu this way. Hakofas go this way. Because you're going around the Bima, representing the Sefer Torah, representing the Orna Kodesh, first the Hakofas of Simchas Torah, the Hakofas of Eshanis, you're going around something else. Hotenich, when you're going around something else. If you yourself are going around, the halacha is called Pina Sha'ata Poina, if you're in the middle of the circle, if the Pnia is being made by the person himself, you've got to turn, leading with your right. Which is complete opposite clockwise. As it says, there's no steer between a posuk, which in Pashas Masay discusses the Gvulei Zoretz, which Yeshua was going to give out with him being in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael, but it was discussed, it was being described as if he was standing big Gvulei Eretz Yisrael. The Torah describes him clockwise. This is how Yeshua is going to distribute it, standing in Eretz Yisrael clockwise. He's doing a circuit this way. Pick up all of the old inyonim brought. Teis Yontif finishes off with midos, which way it works. But the key nukudi is in Kol Pina Shato Peina, there's debating in the Achronim whether Kol Pina Shato Peina is a din kesedo, it's only how you start off a circuit. Is Kol Pina is the first move you make, Kopinas, you have to be maschil from the yamin, in which case you're going up the Mizbeach, your first move is to your right, and since you can't continue, you better continue around, you can't continue by going backwards, so you have to keep going counterclockwise, or is it kaseda, every action the person is doing? The kitzur, the reason I bring this up is it works out. There's Milchus Nesias Kapayim, the Muhammad says clearly that the Seder of Nesias Kapayim is to go clockwise, the Kohanim start facing Mizrach and they turn, Kopin Shatapoin, a full circle this way. That's the Seder Nanuim as well, according to the Mechaber, in Siman Tov Reish and Aleph. Turning, leading from the right to continuing to go clockwise facing Mizrach and continuing this way. Mitzat Sheni, when it comes to Hilchus, both going around the Mizbeach and Heitzar Sefer Torah, Aloch is you're going leading. First turning is to your right, and then you continue the other way around, and you're going counterclockwise the whole time. To come back to Hagbah. How is Hagbah done, therefore? How do you do Hagbah? Do you do Hagbah? No, how do you do Hagbah? So accordingly, Bemesim Mishavur brings down, this is where the two Minhagim develop from, the Mishavur brings down an Halach of Hagbah, and what order the Seder HaDvarim says in the Mishavura, as you go around, Keminag, oh. Plexi, you say, Kosacharik, Shamar Seva Torah Laom, if we made Bemizrach Hateva, a person standing presumably in the Mizrach Hateva, Yakif me Mizrach, Ledorim, you should go from Mizrach facing east, turn to the Dorim, Kumeshikosu, as is written, Vesimekuv Kavches, the Indian Kernim, by Birchis Kernim, which is a circuit going Keseda clockwise. One full circuit clockwise, which is not like the Pashas HaMechaba. Mechaber says, "Mara l'ksiva seva teral om omid l'minoi," and then the om omid l'smoloi. So, in any case, the Peskim said, in any case, the Mechaber can't be clear and accurate. It can't be dafka, because you can't have yamin smol. Then polav and achrav after, otherwise, end up being seisa the klal completely of kol pinois. If you show the om l'minoi, then the smoloi, then polav, you have to come all the way around, and achrav, you've gone. I don't know how many circuits you've done. You certainly haven't done it with kol pinois. So because of this, the Pashas and Mishaburah want to make this chiluk. L'chayr is correct to go into Mishaburah to have a simple circuit going liyamin. And that's Chaynag, the Chazanish. I've seen, I've quoted Mishem Chazanish in numerous forums, have the one full circuit going liyamin. And additionally, I just want to point out again, the Kriya Inyan, the Chazanish was Nehig, the Machmi for the Kriya.
He made
Kodim, but not when he was doing Hagbah, to others, he would bow forward when he came to Mekanimis of Kriya. And additionally, the question about whether it's Hachon or not also has implications as far as not in the time it's done, but the Cheshiva, the Lechayra, the reason for Kriya could be totally on this as well. There are many other Protim and many other Halochas, but it's often neglected. And Al Kedei Kach, Kriya Sateri became neglected historically, because of Hagbah, we should be in danger of doing the reverse today. I realize that Shiva Sahagbah should be Zeicha to the Broch of Borkash Yokum Zibra Atayr Azoz, and through that to all the Berkas of Atayr Mitashem to be Zeicha, Aksiyok Simatevi Gabenshik Zimtiyah.